The total price tag to purchase the Treasure property is $64 million, but Park City Municipal is aiming to set the bond amount on the ballot at somewhere between $50 to $55 million. The city hopes to make up the difference by deferring spending on a number of capital projects. Councilmember Tim Henney said at last week's meeting a majority of council members favored reducing the bond amount to something like $50.7 million, though they did not take a formal vote. While the city will be postponing projects, Henney sees a bright side to that.
You know, kind of the unintended consequence from my perspective, Leslie, is we've done an awful lot here in the last decade as far as construction and projects and rebuilds. And, you know, every time you turn around, there's a dump truck or a backhoe driving by and everything's dug up. So to defer for 5 or 7 years some of these other projects that would have those types of impacts might not be such a bad thing. It's kind of a secondary bonus.
On another topic, the council heard some concerns about the parking program that was implemented for the first Silly Sunday weekend on June 3rd. Henney said they decided to keep it in place, though, for this past Sunday. Two observers from the Main Street business community told the council that the $5 an hour parking charge may have dampened visitor activity, but Henney said you could take two different perspectives on the results of the fees.
But from a purely technical perspective, it was effective. We reduced congestion, traffic flow was great, the roads weren't packed, over 200 cars, I think the count was 260, parked out at the high school, first time ever that we filled up the high school lots. So if you're looking at it from those type of criteria, huge success. If you're looking at it from a merchant on the top of Main Street perspective, and you walk outside and you see, you know, a lot of space on Main Street, and you walk over to China Bridge and it's half empty, you go, this is killing me. And your head count is down, and your walkthrough is down, and your sales are down.
Finally, Park City staff said that water rate increases for the next budget year will be 3% rather than the previously reported 6%. Henney said, in any event, water rates will be going up.
This is the first time in many years that we've only seen an adjustment that would be called kind of a CPI or an inflationary adjustment, as opposed to an inflation plus a little extra to get us up to the level of charging what water is really worth and what it costs to deliver. So we've actually gotten there. We've gotten to the level where we're now paying for the true cost of water, which I think should be, you know, reassuring to people. They're not going to see the big increases anymore. They're going to see more of these sort of 3% increases, which is really inflationary.
Park City Council Member Tim Henney. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.